Listen, anything having to do with kitchens, he Naftali likes, which I tell you. Okay, so we are hold on. Okay, so
Gimel
poof, Tzadi Gimel Vav, and we're going till
the end
but then we finished just what? Oh yeah, all right. We got up to Vav last night until the end of the simen. That's one.
That's the one, yeah. And the second one will be Kuftadi Dalet Aleph through Yudalef.
Okay, so Hilchos Bigra Chayalim, Stiv Vav. Saying Litain the Chasam Matana, you shouldn't give your belongings as a matana to others. Afilu Tzedakah, and even to Tzedakah Laniach as a Yarshim Kach. And to basically, and to leave your inheritors with nothing. That is not the proper thing to do. Meaning, don't. We've had, there's many, many machloksim that happen from, because, like, when there's a will, there's a relative. So here he's saying, do not do that. Don't leave everything to tzedakah, not leave anything to your kids. So, Ruach, anybody does this, that is not the Ruach HaMakom, meaning the Rabbanu Shalom is not going to be happy with you. Even, and that says, even if your inheritors are not good people, still you should give them some money. But if you give enough to the Yarshim, enough that would suffice, I guess, to support them, I don't know exactly for how long, then mutter, then it's mutter. Not only is this the I don't know if it's called a mitzvah, but a requirement on the person giving over the Yerusha, but you shouldn't be a, it's a midas chasidus not to sign on such a will either. Right? And this is, don't be an aid, don't, meaning basically the kids are saying, don't get involved in this type of situation, even if the, meaning, even if, meaning, hold on a second, I'll check. Right, so he's saying, it's like a vamos over here a little bit. He's saying that, even if the money's going to be taken away from a son who's not legit and given over to the person who dies, brother, who's a chacham and everything, meaning, so that sounds like that's a legitimate thing to do. Even so, don't get involved. Why? Because you don't know. Perhaps he's going to have good kids. Right? So Mabel is going to have good kids. So why, if you don't, then the father's not going to end up supporting his kid, but meaning his grandkids. Granted, so his the son is not good, but maybe the son's kids will be good. And even to give a little to this one and more to this one, meaning even to split up your kids to give to the ones that you like more than the ones that you don't like, etc., is also not proper. Fine. Now that's obviously excluding the regular dinim of Yerusha, which is that boys get everything, girls get nothing, the bechor gets double, etc. Fine. Zayin. Let's say he has young kids. A ketanim, or he has young kids and older kids. Aisha, so his wife is pregnant. Tzarech lamanis apotropos. He has to appoint an apotropos, what do you call it? Not an executor. His executor. What do they call those? There's another word. Okay, whatever.
Guardian?
Somebody, a guardian. Yeah, that would probably be better. She is asik b'shvil ha'ketanim ad she'yigdilu, so they can be busy with the finances of the ketanim until they grow up. Ches chayla shavakash lasis kabbalas kinyan lechazikas tzavo. If the chayla wants to do a kabbalas kinyan, meaning he wants to pick up the pen, what we do with the rav from mechiras chametz and what a chassan does and all those type of things. Kind of a man of Afilu b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. That's how important it is, because you want to make sure the chayla has yishuv hadas. You don't want to make him stressed out. Same thing if he wants to send things to his relative, meaning he wants to send, he wants his relatives to come, then you're allowed to rent a mismutu. You can hire a guy and to go tell the relatives that they have to go to visit their dying relative. Right. Fine. Test. And again, that's because the Yishuv Adas of a Chayla is so important. Test. Chayla Shemes Leimes. So let's say the Chayla has somebody who died. Ain my dear, like, do not let the Chayla know about this. This, unfortunately, is also fairly common. Shalai Titrav died to love. You don't want to mess with his Das. And even if he finds out about it, we don't tell him to tear Kriya. Why? Shema Tigdal Daigosa. Because if you tell him to tear Kriya, then it's going to even cause him more stress. Vein Baichin, Vein Maspidim in front of him. You don't cry and you don't say Hespedim in front of him. Vein Al Mesa, Vein Al Mesa Acher, whether it's on his mace or on another mace. Afal Pisha Ena Kriya, even if it's not a relative. Pen Yifchad Shegam Hu Yamos. Because then he's going to start getting scared that maybe he's going to die. Mashtikin as a Menachem in front of him, anybody that comes in and starts being Menachem him about death and all that, we quiet them up so that they don't freak him out. I actually had somebody, Nebuch, the tough shayla, somebody, a woman whose daughter, they give her either 2 weeks, from 2 weeks to 2 months to live. And her mother, meaning the one, the Chayla's mother, Chayla's grandmother, lives in Eretz Yisrael, has no idea that the granddaughter has been sick for years. So now they don't know what to do. Should they warn her that she's sick, meaning to ease her into the situation, or should they just wait and hopefully she won't find out about it, or and she has a heart condition. So as a it's a rough shiloh, but that's what the kids was talking about, because you can't freak out a chayla. It's very dangerous. Fine. You're not supposed to do bikur chaylim to somebody who has intestinal issues because it's embarrassing for him. Probably because I'm assuming it means because this diabetes smells and that type of thing. And not somebody has an eye. An eye disease, and not somebody has headaches. Why? Because talking can cause these people to be agitated. Any chayla that the world is, it literally means the world is grabbing him, meaning it's very difficult. And he can't speak. You're not mevakarim in front of him. Ellen nechnasa. What you do is you go to the outer room, the shaylin, the darshan boy in tzarach leizadavar. You go and you ask and you check up on them and see what's going on. V'shaim in tzarach, and you hear a tzar mevakshin alav rachamim. And like we said yesterday, that's one of the big mitzvahs of bikur chaylim, is to daven on behalf of the chaylim. So you go there, but you don't go inside, because going inside will cause, will just make it harder, make the chaylim harder for him. Yud aleph. So let's say you have two mitzvahs to do. We don't have time. Do both. You got a mitzvah to be bikur, do bikur chaylim to visit the sick, or you want to go to a levaya. Right. So. Avelim kaidem, then Nichum Avelim comes first. Shehu, shu gemilas chesed machaim v'mameisim. Right, also very interesting point. Going to be Menachem Avil is actually doing chesed with both people that are alive and are dead, because there's a tayelis for the neshama if people go be Menachem Avil, and there's obviously a tayelis for the people that are sitting shiva. So therefore, you got a two for one deal. Mashenki Bikuchoil only gives you one. Right? And then they quote here from Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe is saying that this din only applies if there's other people that are available to take care of the Chayla. But if there's nobody available to take care of the Chayla, then Bikuchoilim comes first. Yud Beis, Ravakar Chayla Akum, and Ney Darke Shalom. You can visit a chayle akum, somebody who's a goy, because you want to keep the peace. Yud Gimel, Tanya, the Eshma. It says, and that the person's going to be an asham, he's going to do something wrong, and he's going to do vidu. That this is, we learn out from this pasuk that everybody who's going to be dying should do vidui. Anybody who does a vidui will have a chelul b'lamaba. That Yeshua told Achan, "B'ni simnach kavod Hashem and lekei yisov send like taida baganali ma'asisa al tichar mimeni." Ayan Achan as Yeshua, "Yom amna anoichi chatazi chazais asisi." We had this in Sanhedrin in the Daf. But so Achan was a bad guy, and Yeshua got him to at least say do some sort of tshuva. I mean, I should keep it. Let me do you. And how do we know that it worked? That he had a kaparosh and nemar. What did you ruin? And that Hashem will ruin you on this day. So today you're messed up. But in Olam Haba, you're gonna have a little bit of Olam Haba because you did some sort of tshuva. Meaning this world's not gonna help you, but in the next world it will help you. So if you see somebody who's leaning towards death, you go to the chayil and you tell him, "You're going to do vida, but don't be scared." Because, like we said before, you don't want anybody, you don't want to be scaring chayil. So, if you do a vida, that could really freak him out. Right? Sorry. I mean, this is what you say to him. Do vida. Don't worry. Many people do vidui and they get up from their sickness and they live. There's many that don't do vidui and they die. And the reward that you're going to get for doing vidui is that you're going to live. Anybody who does vidui is going to have a chelek above. And if he can't do vidui because he can't talk, he's father believer. He should do vida with his heart. And if he can only, he can speak only a little bit. Tell me that my misa should be a kapara on all my averes. And we tell him that he should ask mechila from anybody who he did averes against. Bain, Bemaman, Bemidvarim, whether it was finances or whether it was verbal. Chalei Levadvarim, Nashim, you don't do this in front of women and Amaratzim and young kids. Because if they're going to hear this whole process, then they may cry, and then them crying is going to be a big stress on the Chalei. That's why if you're going, nobody should know from it, if you're going into a room where the person's dying, there's no crying allowed. No crying allowed in that room because it might stress out the chayla. Say there vida b'ktzara. This is the short version of vida. Ma'ad ani lefenecha Hashem elikai elikai avaysai sherefu asi biyadecha misasi biyadecha. That refu is in your hand and the death is in your hand. Yiratzim lefenecha sheterpeini refu shalem. That you should heal me refu shalem. Bim amos te mi sasi kapara al kol chatoim v'avonis upshoim shechatozi v'shavisi v'shebushati v'fanecho saying chelki b'gan Eden. I think this is pretty straightforward. V'zakeni lo'olam haba hatzofen l'tzadikim, and I should get an olam haba that is hidden and put away for tzadikim. Bim reitze l'harach b'vidu av Yom Kippurim, and if you want to extend, like do the video of Yom Kippur, Harshus Biyadeh, then he has that you have permission to do that. Kfar Mesudar, Mami Duyim, B'Sefer, B'Sefer HaYakar, Ma'amar Yavak, B'Sefer Chachmasadam, Het the Gamkin, Seder Avidu Me'er Ramban, and then you have Rabbeinu Yoinus. There's all sorts of videos out there. So you're allowed to do whichever ones you want. Okay. That's it for the first Chelek.